Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome to Overnight America. Oh, man. Got ourselves some breaking news to start the show off. As Brad Choate is in our KMOX newsroom, and he just broke the news to me a moment ago that Mike Yeo, head coach of the St. Louis Blues, has been relieved of his duties. So this is pretty big breaking news. I think the release just came out. Mike Yeo was just at the post game and everything. He was there, did his thing. We're getting a little details here. All right, Brad's coming in the studio. This is hot off the presses. They must have waited until the post game show was over before they decided to put this press release out because of all of the affiliation with the Blues here. All right, let's see. Let me bring you up here. Can you turn your mic on?
Yes,
there we go. Okay, you're mic one. All right, Brad Choate from the KMOX newsroom joining us. Well, I said you just broke the news to us here. You got the press release from the St. Louis Blues?
I do. Didn't I tell you earlier tonight I had this weird vibe?
You had a feeling.
It was about two periods in, wasn't it, when I said that?
It's been a difficult start of the season for the Blues, and it shouldn't have been a difficult start. And you're now holding the press release. What does it say here?
It says, St. Louis Blues President of Hockey Operations and General Manager Doug Armstrong announced tonight that the Blues have relieved Mike Yeo of his coaching duties. In addition, the Armstrong announcement includes that the Blues have named Craig Berube as interim head coach. And there will be a formal press conference tomorrow at 10 where they'll, announce Berube. And
what do you know about him?
He's 52. He became an associate coach with the Blues last year in June. And he was head coach of the Chicago Wolves for a season.
Okay.
And
Wolves, are they affiliated with the Chicago Blackhawks?
No, they were with the Blues until
they were with
this
the Blues.
Year.
Okay.
Several years ago they were. Yeah. He spent 11 seasons in different coaching roles with the Flyers organization, and he played, I remember him as a player, 17 NHL seasons.
Uh-huh.
Philadelphia, Toronto, Calgary, Washington, and the Islanders.
Okay, that's a big resume, real big resume. All right, so...
You know what this really... I don't know if I'm a jinx or not, but I was working the night when Mike Matheny was let go.
Really?
And so it was, a similar thing. People pretty much left the place, and reporters did their thing, and then all of a sudden, there it is.
That was it. With the Blues, Mike Yeo... last year showed a lot of promise because it was the year before that he took over, tried to make a push there towards the end. Last year, it really didn't work out for the Blues. It came down to the end. I think it was like they had to beat the Avs or something. There was something towards the end there where they had a chance of making the playoffs, but their percentage was pretty low at the very end. This year, look at all the talent they have. Look at all the team has brought in some high-caliber players with O'Reilly and still struggling on top of all of that. So there, sometimes you need to shake up to see how things go.
Easier to let the coach go than to fire all the players, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mike Yeo, relieved of his duties.
Seemed like a stand-up guy, from all that we ever...
Well, I'm sure he is.
Any interactions we had with him. But
that's the tough thing. You can like a guy just like Matheny, and he could be a stand-up guy, but sometimes it's just, the team goes in a different direction. There's nothing you can do about it. Just nothing you can do. I don't know what it was like in the locker room, but he seemed like a pretty well-liked guy.
I think so.
All right, Brad Choate, you're holding the press. Can I hold on to that? Do you mind if
sure.
I get that sheet of paper? Unless you had notes on it or something. Just
might have some questions about that, so yeah.
All right, well, we'll kind of keep an eye out for what the reaction's going to be throughout the overnight. But Mike Yeo out as head coach of the St. Louis Blues. All right, Brad Choate from the KMOX Newsroom. Thanks for coming on. Wow. If you want to... talk about that, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Is there just something in the air tonight for sports? How many NHL games went absolutely bananas today? How many seven goal? I think there was two or more, seven or more goal games. And look at what happened on Monday Night Football. The Rams, okay, spoiler alert, but the Rams beat the Chiefs 54-51. They scored over 100 points in Monday Night Football. What is going on tonight? Tonight is a sports craze night. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 is the number. You know, I was going to start off by talking about Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving food. I love eating. I love it all. I love the gambit. I love the options. I love putting gravy over everything. I put gravy on my cranberry sauce. I put gravy in my soda. I drink pop on Thanksgiving. I'll put gravy in there. I'll put gravy on everything. The stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the turkey, green bean casserole, anything and everything. I'll put gravy on the pie when I'm eating dessert. I'll put gravy on the napkin to dip my face with it. I had a question for you, and we're going to talk about this hour too. Is it okay to dine out on Thanksgiving? Not everyone likes to cook. Is there a taboo associated with it, or do you just forget it? I don't want to deal with it. I'm just going to dine out. I get the coupons in the mail. Hey, go over here, spend $80 and just pick up your entire Thanksgiving meal. We also, if you want to talk about the Blues and Mike Yeo now being relieved of his head coaching duties, 314-436-7900. That's the breaking news from the last 10 minutes here on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and the breaking news from just about 15 minutes ago. Doug Armstrong, GM of the St. Louis Blues, announcing that Mike Yeo has been relieved of his coaching duties. Well, how about that? The disappointing start here and all of the potential with this club and the things they can do this year. Looks like it's the strategy to get this fixed early as opposed to wait and see if the ship corrects itself. Just don't got time anymore. It's how professional sports work. Once you get so far down, you just don't have any time left. Mike calling in. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Well, I was really happy to hear about this news. This is the first time since this summer that I had hopes for this season. It just seemed like there was something missing from the Blues, and Yeo had no answer for it.
Hmm. When you say something was missing, what did you think was missing?
Well, it was either all offense and no defense, all defense and no offense, and there was a lack of a spark. It seemed like they weren't, I hate to say they weren't playing hard, but there was an edge missing.
Yeah. How many Blues games do you watch in a given year? Do you watch pretty much all of them?
As many as I can.
How long have you been a fan for?
Well, I'm the same age as the Blues, so I grew up with them.
Ah, so you've been a lifelong fan.
Yes.
Was it hard to watch the start of the season? In the offseason, they were making some progress. They bring in O'Reilly. I mean, that's a big get. I mean, you had to have been excited this offseason. And what was the start of the season like for you just trying to watch the Blues?
Well, it was really disappointing. Game one, got that. But then the loss to the Blackhawks. And it's like, what's going on here? Uh-huh. This is not... I don't even know how to explain that it looked like something internal was missing. There was no spark.
Yes. Basically, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They really had a hard time scoring. They have just struggled as of late. During the pregame, they mentioned as long as they can get at least 4 goals up there, they seem to do pretty well. Except for the Blue Jackets, for the most part, they were starting to gain a little traction. But it's tough when you look at those standings and they're right down towards the bottom. And you had such high hopes for this club. Well, what do you know? Do you know anything about who will be replacing Mike Yeo?
I don't. I know the name Mike Berube, but I don't know him as a coach.
Okay.
Kind of remember him as a player, but that's about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, hopefully things turn around for this town. We could use it. The Blues were ready for some wins here. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
And Alex Ferrario joining us. You just wrap up your post-game coverage of the St. Louis Blues. Not as fast as you can turn off the microphone. They put that press release out. Hey, Alex, thanks for joining us here. Uh-oh. Oh, I got to bring you up. Hold on a second.
Oh, you're good.
There you are. Okay, so you're on the guest line. I got to press an extra button. All right, so you guys were talking about towels and things, and GM Armstrong over here was getting ready to put this press release out saying that Mike Yeo has been relieved of his coaching duties. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how timing works, right? Not only 10 minutes after we get off the air, they relieve Mike Yeo of the duties. Look, I'm not surprised by it, Ryan, because you can't continue to do what you've been doing. Like, the Blues have lost now to two of the bottom teams in the Western Conference in their last four games. They've been shut out in three of their last four games. And, you know, Mike Yeo has done great things with this Blues team since he took over, but you just cannot continue to repeat what you're doing because this Central Division is too good. And if you continue to lose hockey games and let alone be shut out, you're going to dig yourself into a hole that you will not be able to come out of. And I know the phrase that everyone likes to say is, well, it's still early and you can still find a way to get back into this. But look, right now you sit with only 17 points and you're 6 points behind the team that's in the final wild card spot, which are the Dallas Stars. So it's one of those things that had to be done. Change needed to be made. And look, it's a lot easier to relieve a coach of his duties and bring someone else in than it is to trade away players on a roster.
Yeah, the breaking news here, right at about 11 o'clock, the press release came out. General Manager Doug Armstrong announcing that the Blues have relieved Mike Yeo of his coaching duties. And Craig, I don't know much about the interim coach that they've now promoted. Is it Berube?
Yeah, so it's Craig Berube, and he's a former NHLer. Obviously, he's the associate head coach right now for the St. Louis Blues, so he takes over in the interim as the new head coach in place of Mike Yeo. But he's a former NHL player. He's a former NHL coach. He coached the Philadelphia Flyers from 2013 to 2015, and he went 75, 58, and 28 with them overall. So he has experience at the NHL level. He's also coached in the Blues minor league system. A couple of years ago, he was with the Chicago Wolves as their head coach when they were the AHL team for the Blues. So he's familiar with the team system. He's familiar with coaching in the NHL. Heck, he's a player in the NHL. So he's going to be the one that's taking over for the Blues. And look, I know fans wanted to see the name Joel Quenneville as the next head coach. And, you know, that's always a possibility. But you need a coach right now because, Ryan, you have three crucial games coming up starting on Wednesday night against the Nashville Predators. And you have to find a way to get victories and get points. And I think Craig Berube is a great choice to take over in the interim for this team.
Yeah, you have one on the road with the Predators, then they're right back home with the Predators on Friday night. That's going to be an interesting one on Friday night. The breaking news here, Mike Yeo relieved of his coaching duties at the St. Louis Blues. Craig Berube is now the interim head coach. Quenneville, everyone was talking about that as soon as he was fired over in the Blackhawks organization. They thought, man, wouldn't that be something to look at? They got to at least interview him, right?
Yeah, they do. I mean, look, you don't pass up on a coach that has won three Stanley Cups since 2009, and it's a guy that not only is familiar with St. Louis, but he is one of the most winningest head coaches in the National Hockey League. So you don't look over Joel Quenneville, and look, he's going to be getting paid $6 million the rest of the season by the Chicago Blackhawks. You have no idea what you would have to pay Joel Quenneville if he's even interested in coming back to St. Louis. All of those things will hopefully be answered tomorrow by Doug Armstrong at the press conference, which will take place at 10 a.m. up at the Ice Zone in Hazelwood. But, yes, you cannot overlook a Joel Quenneville. He's an option. There's no question for the St. Louis Blues. I think it really comes down to his desire to get back into coaching this quick after being fired by the Chicago Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. It comes into consideration of where he would want to coach. And you also have to take into consideration what he would be asking, because do not forget, this Blues team is at the cap when it comes to player and roster. That has nothing to do with a coach's salary, but, you know, a small market like St. Louis in the NHL, Joel Quenneville is going to be wanting $6, $7, $8 million a year, rightfully so, for being the caliber of coach he is. You just have to take into consideration if Tom Stillman and company would be willing to pay that to him.
Yeah, with all these pieces that Mike Yeo had to work with, what was he missing? Why couldn't he just put something together?
You know, I don't know if it's anything that he was missing, right? Because, like, you have all of these players on this roster. You know, I think a lot of this, it should be placed on the players. Like, again, it's an easier decision to get rid of the head coach compared to you know, trading away a certain player or moving this player out and bringing another player in. Like, that's a lot harder to do for Armstrong because of the money that's involved and, you know, if other teams are interested in getting back the price that you feel is best. So, like, this is an easy decision to do. And, look, Mike Yeo, he made questionable coaching decisions this season. There's no doubt about it. You can go to Pat Maroon being a healthy scratch, Jay Bouwmeester playing as much as he has been. But overall, it's not what they're missing, Ryan. It's what they're not doing on the ice. Like, we've seen shades of excellence from this Blues team. Go back to the Las Vegas Golden Knights victory this past weekend where they beat them 4-1. Go back to the shutout victory, the San Jose Sharks, that the Blues had back earlier in the month of November. Like, that is what this team is good at. This team was one of the top scoring teams in the National Hockey League back at the beginning of November. Now they sit at 16th in goals per game. So it's not so much the coaching that takes all of the blame. The players have to take some of the blame as well. They have to work harder out there on the ice. They have to have more want and desire to pull out victories. But, you know, again, there have been questionable moves by Mike Yeo, and this is the easier option for Doug Armstrong right now.
And the breaking news of all 25 minutes ago that Blues general manager Doug Armstrong announcing that they've relieved Mike Yeo of his coaching duties. Craig, is it Berube? Yeah, because the Canadian thing is yeah. A. Yeah, Berube.
Yeah.
Were you part of the final presser with Mike Yeo?
That'll be tomorrow morning, actually. They're going to hold a press conference.
Tonight after that, were you part of the post-game press conference? Were you there covering it?
Yeah, well, I was not down there because I was doing post-game. Amy Markscores was down there listening to it, but we played a little bit of it on our post-game show. That's a frustrated man.
Yeah.
And as a head coach, you can only do so much, right? Like, your players have to play. And, you know, Mike Yeo has done, I feel, everything he could have done to try and get this team going. I mean, he's made roster decisions. He's scratched players from the lineup. He's juggled the lines around. He's played the backup goaltender. I mean, there's not much else a coach can do other than what Mike Yeo has done. So, I mean, rightfully so, he was a frustrated man tonight. And, you know, he was asked the question, you know, there's so much parity in the league, but, you know, what's the feeling of losing to a Chicago Blackhawks team last week that was towards the bottom of the National Hockey League and just fired their head coach, and an LA Kings team that you lost to tonight that was the worst team in the Western Conference? I mean, Ryan, they had 13 points coming into today's game, and now they have 15 points, so they're only 2 points behind the Blues for the bottom in the Western Conference. So, you know, he was asked that question, and Mike Yeo said, yeah, it's, you know, it sucks. You know, you don't want to lose hockey games, but we have to find ways to win. And that's the thing right now. The Blues just have not been finding those ways to win, whether you call it, you know, desire or hard work or whatever you call it. They've just been lacking it on the ice of putting together a 60-minute consistent style of hockey.
Alex Ferrario, the big news, Mike Yeo fired from the St. Louis Blues as head coach. Thanks for coming on, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. And make sure everyone keeps it locked to KMOX Sports. Keep it locked to our Facebook, our Instagram, because the press conference takes place tomorrow at 10 a.m. up at the Mills in Hazelwood. So Doug Armstrong and Craig Berube will both be talking. We'll get obviously more information on what they think moving forward, and then we'll have player reaction from practice as well. So keep it locked to our Twitter account, our Instagram, and our KMOX, and we'll be talking about it tomorrow night on Chili's Week in Hockey as well.
Oh, that is true. Alex Ferrario, thank you again.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, always good with Alex breaking it right down. Craig Berube, I'm going to have to learn about him. I'm not saying that you can always judge a book by its cover. I had to look up a picture of him up. He looks like he's going to be a serious coach, man. That's the type of coach players react to. I've seen that look. You know that look a mom gives a kid? And the kid like instantly straightens up? That's the kind of look I see Craig giving to the players. One of those looks. All right, so Mike Yeo, the breaking news here tonight, relieved of his coaching duties. No longer head coach of the St. Louis Blues after tonight's loss to the LA Kings, 2-0, getting shut out 2 games in a row. Shut out by the Sharks, shut out by the Kings. They are on the road, take on the Predators Wednesday night, then back home on Friday against the Predators. Now, that's a big series, I'll tell you that. 314-436-7900 or 800-925. 11:20. I'm curious what the player reaction is going to be, because that's the next big thing. Tomorrow, you know, when they're covering that press conference right here on KMOX, you're going to get it not only on air, but that's part of it. You know, the sports team will be out there, so you'll get the clips. You can probably even get the pictures and video clips online, too. I'm sure the digital team will be out for that one. Just keep it locked for that. All right, Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. Is it okay to go out and eat? Some people say it's taboo to go somewhere to eat on a Thanksgiving day as opposed to cooking your own meal. I don't know. A lot of people do it. I want to get your reaction coming up. Overnight America, KMOX. Overnight America continues. 11:35 here in St. Louis. And as the flagship station for the St. Louis Blues, we aired the Blues loss to the Kings, a 2-0 shutout. Oh, there it is. All right, we have the NHL Network up in the studios. They just put the breaking news banner on the bottom of the game they're previewing right now. Looks like Vancouver. And where are they playing? It doesn't say. All right, Vancouver and Winnipeg, maybe? But they just finally put the scroll up on the bottom. Mike Yeo, head coach of the Blues, relieved of his coaching duties. Craig Berube is going to be taking over as an interim head coach. Of course, everyone's going to be talking about Quinville and what could be happening there. Wow. What an announcement. Well, the Blues, man, they were struggling. That's the thing coming into this season. You hear a Ryan O'Reilly come in and you think to yourself, oh, this could be it. This could be it. I mean, they really, really were poised to come out of the gate strong. And some players could, like Ryan O'Reilly's been great, but man, for whatever reason, the team was just not getting the win. Maybe this is what they need. Who knows? But let's see. I think we have some reaction here soon. Brad Choate, who's been working extra hours inside the newsroom, he's been tracking the Catholic Supply story. And if you haven't seen that one, KMOX.com, we're going to have a conversation with Brad about that too. But we just heard Alex Ferrario talk about this. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, that's when the press conference is. You'll hear it right here on KMOX with the sports team. I'm sure will be out there covering this. I don't know if they'll air the press conference live. I would say there's a pretty good shot of that happening at 10 o'clock, you know, right at the start of Charlie's program. And then, of course, KMOX.com for all the audio, video, and the reaction from KMOX Sports. You'll be able to get there, too. And I wanted to talk to you about Thanksgiving a little bit. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. I love going to my parents' house. I love eating. I love putting gravy on everything. I love telling them how much I love it. I love praising their cooking. There's nothing better than going back to my parents' house. But if I didn't have that option, I don't know if I'd be ashamed to go to a restaurant, but some people are afraid. They don't like going out to eat on Thanksgiving. Some people just don't want to take the time to cook, and that's fine. That should be fine. No one should be shamed for going out to eat on Thanksgiving. What do you think? Is it okay to dine out on Thanksgiving? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. There's that start of the movie, Tim Allen's movie, The Santa Claus. You remember where he's trying to cook a turkey or whatever and the thing catches on fire, so he's got to go out to Denny's and he's surrounded by all the other dads and some of them have like gauze on their hand knowing that they must have burnt themselves trying to cook. Plus, some people just don't cook. You know, here at the Wrecker household, we do cook. My wife cooks, but she's never cooked a Thanksgiving meal. It's different. You know, cooking mac and cheese up for the kid and heating up some pasta noodles or something and some sauce and meat sauce or whatever. A big difference between that and an entire cookie, or the entire turkey, I should say. My dad's even thinking about doing the deep fryer this year. I don't know how that's going to go. Now, that's going to be a weird thing. But of all of this talk, some people just say, forget it. Why bother? I'm going to go find somewhere that has a Thanksgiving spread, maybe a buffet or something, and I'll just do that. It's easier. It's simpler. Have you ever gone out to eat on Thanksgiving as opposed to someone's home or maybe your own home? I guess there's a couple of times where I've cooked a Thanksgiving meal. A couple of years back, everyone was sick in our household. So my kid was still very young. I think he was only like one at the time. And my wife was sick. We didn't travel back to anyone else's home. So we had Thanksgiving at our house. Her brother, who happened to live in the same town we were living in, came over and I cooked it because she was not feeling well. So I did all of it. I did everything I could. Cooked it the way my parents told me to cook it. There's one time when I was living in Ohio at an apartment, I found out that there was someone that missed out on Thanksgiving because the people she was going to go eat with were so hungover, they didn't wake up in time to cook anything. So when they showed up, it was just basically a bunch of hungover people and she missed out on the meal. So I said, you know, I'll do something nice. I'll cook you a Thanksgiving meal. And that was after the fact. It wasn't actually on Thanksgiving. 314-436-7900. I can't say I'm a great cook. Sufficient. I would say I'd get an A for effort, pretty much. A lot of people eat out all the time. Let me go to Mike real quick in St. Louis. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
I heard you talking about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, I can answer for that. I think it's okay to go out and eat if you want to. It's okay to go with your family, whatever you want, and just so you're thankful. Not all restaurants are open, but some people, they like going out to eat on Thanksgiving. I've been there before, and one time I think we went out on Thanksgiving 8 and also went to a movie. Some people do that as long as you're thankful. It's okay, and some employees don't mind it because they get tired of cooking.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that go to movies on Thanksgiving. That's a very popular thing, and bars are really packed Thanksgiving night. That's something else that is popular. But I do like a good old meal. What do you guys do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, okay. Usually, if I go with my brothers, most of the time we would go to his house or something like that. One time we went to a movie. One time we went to Chicago. My sister's a pastor church, and we went and seen the movie and had little Thanksgiving stuff like that, but I'm not crazy about Chicago. But they basically just, like, get together and eat and talk. And a kid, my niece, and sometimes they play games or watch TV. Now, one thing I don't like, and I'm not against sports. I want people want to watch sports, I have no problem with them doing that. But me, I'm not a sports fan. A lot of people like watching football. That gets on my nerves. But I figure if they want to, that's just fine. I'll just go do something else.
What do you bring when you go to someone else's home for Thanksgiving?
You're going to laugh at me, but make fun of me the way I pronounce it again. I brought him cucumber dip.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. All right. It must be good.
Before you go, I got to tell you something else. I tell you, Ethan, when you want to impress your family, I'll tell you a recipe that you can make. It's a cucumber dip, but it's not mine. It was on Facebook or YouTube. It's called garlic cucumber dip. It's real easy to make. It ain't nothing but yogurt and sour cream and garlic.
I guess that's pretty good. Yogurt, sour cream, and garlic?
And garlic. That's it.
That sounds pretty good.
It looks pretty.
Yeah, it looks pretty. All right. Hey, thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
I guess when you're eating something like a cucumber that has very, I don't know, is there any taste to a cucumber? Not really. It's mostly just water. I love cucumbers, though. Slice up a cucumber, man. Kid likes it, too. But you're pretty much just going to eat whatever's on that cucumber if you're going to be dipping it into anything. So you're just going to take a bite of sour cream and yogurt. All right, so Thanksgiving's here. I guess there's something else, too. If you go to a family member's house, I've heard of some families that charge a cover. As in, hey, if I'm going to cook the entire meal for the family, I expect you to pitch in. My parents have never asked me for money going to Thanksgiving, and they always leave me with leftovers. My parents are saints. On the in-law side, that's a different story. I don't think we've ever left with leftovers because they have a larger family. And they eat all the leftovers themselves. They don't let you take anything home. No, they don't do it. And then I've heard of families that at the door, they're so large, they say, well, if we're going to feed 20 people, what am I going to do? Spend $500, $600, $700 on Thanksgiving meal? Sorry. Pitch in. Plus, if you want to sound off on the Mike Yo thing, 314-436-7900. The breaking news this hour, the St. Louis Blues relieving head coach Mike Yo of his duties. We heard from Alex Ferrario. I think we have some clips, too, from Kerber coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
Now having fallen two games below 500, and with some very critical Western Conference games coming up, three in a row against Central Division opponents that are ahead of you in the top two teams in the standings, I don't know that Doug Armstrong had much of a choice here.
Chris Kerber there on the Blues firing coach Mike Yo. Craig Berube, got to get used to saying that one, is the new interim coach. Dan calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
It's awful funny that when people, the players like Dean, Petrangelo, Allen, Tarasenko, and a few other players on there. They want to get a coach fired. All they got to do is just stop playing just like they have.
You think that was intentional?
Oh, I'm thinking so. I mean, I'm tired of this stuff with them players like that, and maybe it's time for them to go. O'Reilly is the leader of this club. They need to rip that captaincy from Petrangelo and give it to him. And yeah. Let him be, and then take the A off Tarasenko and put it on Shin. Put this, and put some roots, and let them try to be players only and start trying to be leaders in that club. Because this team is gutless. I thought this was going to be a great team this year. I was looking forward to the season. And after tonight, you knew he was going to get fired if they played like this tonight. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm hoping with the change, they might come out with some kind of energy against Nashville this weekend. Because if we lose these three games, season's over.
Yeah, I just saw on the NHL Network, we have it up in the studio, they did a break-in talking about this. So they did the bottom scroll with the little breaking tag on it. So Mike Yeo, as a head coach, was 73-49. 73 wins, 49 losses. That's not terrible, and that's actually pretty good. Coach, he's the third coach to be fired this year. Why do you think they didn't like Mike Yeo? Why do you think the players gave up on him?
His coaches and him was changing the system. They were, instead of playing the defense they had been playing, they changed it to man-to-man or something like that this year, and the players didn't like it, and they couldn't catch on to it because I guess some of them are pretty dumb and stupid. And don't want to listen to the coaches. So, like Petrangelo, Steen, Allen, and so on, and Tarasenko. Tarasenko's a big baby. If things don't go his way, then he'll sit there and pout. He needs to start being a leader on this club. Or, you know, it's time for him to go, too. There's a little Russian player over there in Columbus right now who would love to get out of there and play for Chicago. I would love to see him at St. Louis to play.
Yeah, how long have you been a Blues fan?
I'm 56 years old. I started listening to him when I was 10 years old.
So long time. Long
yes,
time.
Yes, I used to have a transistor radio, and I would listen to him at night on their transistor radio on my pillow when I would go to sleep at night listening to the Blues game.
I don't know how many people said they would do that, where they would keep it right underneath their pillow and listen at night. When
yes,
I was growing
well,
up.
Because no one else could hear it in the room, and then the parents wouldn't know that you're on the radio, listening to the radio.
I had one of these little Sony Dream machines, and I still have it on my bedside. And I grew up in Detroit, so I used to do that for the Red Wings. You used to be able to click a button on it, and it would turn off automatically in 60 minutes. So I would lay there, listen to the Red Wing games, and then eventually I'd fall asleep, and the thing would just turn itself off. It was pretty great. Yeah, I know what that is like. And, man, they had the chances in the offseason, Dan. They were looking good. Everyone thought they would be making a big impact, a big splash. They finally went out and made a big acquisition with O'Reilly. And, you know, sometimes you need this to shake things up. I feel like Mike Yeo's going to be fine. I'm sure there's another team that'll look at him. Overall,
I think he's done.
I don't know,
I
73
think he's
wins.
Done for a while. He's going to kick back. This is the second time he's been fired like this. I think he's going to be done for a few years. And it seems like with this team, it's become gutless ever since Reeves has been traded. Because there's no one else that has stand up on this club and even tried to go out there and do it. Maroon has ended up being a real big disappointment to me.
Well, I don't know how much they anticipated his production to be, but I feel like, I don't know. All right, Dan, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good night. Bye.
There you go. So, Dan, happy. He's feeling good for the Blues. They feel like he needs that chance. Feels like the players went soft on their coach, Mike Yeo. Are the players to blame here? Is it possible that they colluded and said, we're going to sandbag in order to get this coach fired? You know, there was a lot of that talk about LeBron James and Cleveland being such a high caliber. They'd do anything to keep LeBron James there and keep him happy. So anything that he wanted, LeBron James got. I wonder if the players feel more empowered to do that sort of thing. As in, if we're going to get what we want, this is what we're going to do. It's tough to be a coach when the players don't rally behind you. And what position are you in as a general manager and you're Doug Armstrong, even if the players were subconsciously, let's put it that way, this is what Dan's speculating at least, even if the players were subconsciously thinking about this or this was in the back of their mind, they weren't playing as hard as they needed to. But, I mean, just look at the last couple of games, getting shut out twice in a row, having a hard time scoring. They have so much talent, so much potential. I wonder what this means for the Blues when it comes to the next home game on Friday. Wasn't there a big ticket sale for Thanksgiving Day? Man, I hope they sell out. I hope there's a big crowd on Friday for the Blues, and I hope there's a lot of energy in the arena, and I hope that when they bring the Predators back here, they'll have beat them on their home ice, and then they'll come back here, and a big crowd will cheer on, hopefully, the Blues getting another win. Could really use it right about now. 314-436-7900. And I'm a Red Wings guy. I grew up in Detroit. And Mike Anderson, our producer, I bring it up to him all the time. I'm saying, yeah, the Red Wings are not looking good this year. But, man, look at those Blues. We're in the same boat right now. And it shouldn't be like that for the Blues. Before we go to break, let me get to Kevin real quick, who's calling in. Hey, Kevin, what's going on? Uh-oh. Almost here. Sorry, our producer's writing something down. But we're going to be live all night. 314-436-7900. There's a couple other things I wanted to get to. And that happens, any updates on the Catholic Supply store shooting, which is really unfortunate, really terrible. Hated seeing that. But I had a conversation with Brad Choate, the latest there, and they're still trying to figure out why. And hopefully they find someone. I know police are looking, hopefully all through the night, to get something up and running. Plus, there's a new scam. If you're in Madison County, watch out for people going door to door. And how about Springfield? There's a pastor over there that has talked about yoga. Community don't like him. They don't like you messing with yoga, I guess. And, man, I got some puppy dog stories. I got so much to get to. Very simple. You can even text in if you call or can't handle waiting for a little bit. 314-436-7900 also is our text line number, and 800-925-1120. I'll be checking Twitter if you want to message me on there, at Ryan Recker, or ryan.recker at kmox.com. A couple of more clips here. How about Chris Kerber on the new Blues interim coach, Craig Berube?
He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. He will tell it just as it is. He's be very straightforward with some guys. I don't know enough to be able to tell you if how system-wise, if anything, could really change all that drastically.
Told you. I just looked up the guy, Craig Berube. That look in his eye, man. That's the look mom gives you when you know you're in trouble. That's the look he gives you. I don't know. Hopefully the players react to that. It's Overnight America.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.